Alan Galley is professor of history at Western Washington University and the author of The Indian Slave Trade, The Rise of the English Empire in the American South, 1670 to 1717.
When Americans think of slavery and the international slave trade, they think of the tragic removal of Africans from their homes, transported through the deadly Middle Passage, the survivors sold to labor on plantations in Jamaica, Brazil, or Virginia. Less well known, largely hidden from view, was the capture and sale of tens of thousands of Native American slaves, who also spent their lives laboring for others in places distant from their homes. From Quebec to the Florida Keys, from the Carolinas west to New Mexico, both Amerindians and Europeans engaged in the enslavement of Native peoples. My own work focuses on the American South from 1670 to 1717, the peak years of the Indian slave trade in that region, when from 30 to 50,000 Amerindians were transported out of Charleston, South Carolina, which dwarfed the number of Africans imported in that same period. Virtually every group of Native peoples faced destruction from the trade, which engulfed the South in gruesome wars whose sole or main purpose was to capture humans. Huge areas became depopulated as the slave trade extended into every nook and cranny of the South. One could say it infected the region with a frenzy of slaving. From the capital earned, South Carolinians funded their plantations and purchased African slaves. It was as if one could create capital out of thin air. You simply had to capture human prey and march them to market. Indian slavery and the Indian slave trade can no longer be viewed as an historical aside or a footnote, for it was central to the lives of Southerners and in the development of the South. By the end of the second decade of the 18th century, the colony of Spanish Florida was nearly destroyed as the mission system was dismantled by Allied English and Native attacks, which extended all the way to the Florida Keys. French Louisiana tottered on the brink of destruction, as many of their Native allies in the Mississippi Valley were killed or enslaved. Numerous Native groups disappeared in the slaving wars, the free survivors forced to coalesce into new political entities like the Creek and Choctaw. A pan-Indian movement formed against South Carolina in the so-called Yamasee War of 1715, killing about 100 British traders and 400 Carolina settlers and nearly wiping out the colony. The enslavement of Indians in the South did not end, but the large-scale wars to obtain slaves ceased, in part because of the creation of confederacies powerful enough to resist enslavement. British planters turned to a plantation economy and African slavery as the basis of their society and wealth, giving birth to the Old South.
You've been listening to Alan Galley, the author of The Indian Slave Trade, The Rise of the English Empire in the American South, 1670 to 1717, published by Yale University Press, and that won the 2003 Bancroft Prize.